Martin, how would you assess the performance at Taunton?
Yeah, pretty pleased, really. It's a good, solid start to the season. You know, having been put into bat to get 450, I think, was a very good effort. You know, obviously, the contributions of Adam Lai, Ali Rashid, obviously, with the first 100 of the season. Andrew Hodd played really well, and Gary Ballance similarly. So, you know, good that four lads got, 50-plus. From a bowling point of view, you know, really difficult because the pitch, you know, flattened out. So margins for error were very small. But the lads stuck to the task really well. I think that was a pleasing thing, you know, 150-odd overs in the field, and the energy and effort was there throughout. So that was very pleasing. And obviously saw the game through pretty comfortably on the final day. So areas we can still be better at, I think. You know, room for improvement, but overall pretty satisfied.
Do you think it could become a recurring theme for opposition when they're playing Yorkshire that pitches are going to be prepared to be quite flat because notoriously we've got one of the strongest attacks in the competition?
I hope not. I think it's going to be a tight league this, so I think sides will look to try and win games. I think it was just a case of the weather. You know, Taunton traditionally is a good batting pitch anyway, and the weather was so good, that the pitch dried out really quickly and became batsman friendly. I don't think it will be a continuing theme. I'll be surprised if it is.
So we're at Headingley this Sunday, Northampton. Should we know a little bit about them? We played them in a pre-season friendly a couple of weeks back. What can we expect from them?
Yeah, I mean, they had a great season last year in all forms of the game. They're a strong unit. I think they showed against Durham the fighting spirit, you know, to hang on and get a draw there, is that they've got a good spirit amongst the group, and they've got some, you know, talented individual players as well. So, it's a case of us, again, being at our best and hopefully playing to our capabilities. And if we do, then, you know, we're more than capable of beating them, but we certainly can't take them lightly.
Do you think they'll see that as a victory, the way that they managed to keep Durham out?
I think they will. I think they'll take great heart from that. In that kind of situation when you're battling against it, certainly for that last half an hour, 40 minutes or so for the last two to survive, that kind of feels like a moral victory. So they'll come here in good spirits.
And what can we expect at Headingley? Do you think it'll be a seamer's paradise?
I wouldn't have thought it'd be seamer's paradise, you know, with the weather leading up to the game. All we want really are the pitches at Headingley are pace and carry. You know, that's really what Andy's trying to achieve with the pitches here, that, you know, if a batsman gets a genuine edge, that it carries to the slips. And, we feel if we've got that pace in them, then we can, we can get results here.
And in terms of team news, any changes from last week?
No, it's the same 12. Moin Ashraf obviously was the guy to miss out at Taunton, so he's back in the 12. But otherwise, it's, the same squad as Taunton.
And just looking at the injury situation, what's the latest? Johnny Bairstow, obviously Tim Bresnan's rested at the moment. And Joe Root, what can you tell us about those three players?
Johnny obviously is not able to do any cricket yet, but he's working hard in the gym just to keep himself ticking over. Joe Root's coming on really well. He's started now to bat against seam bowling. So he's upped his ability to bat. From just spin now to all forms of bowling, starting to catch tennis balls. If he has a good weekend, you know, we'll assess where he's at. But hopefully, he's not too far away now. And Tim Bresnan started this week bowling again. So he's on his way. His bowling program started to look to play sometime, early May probably.
So in some respects, over the next couple of weeks, when everyone's back and the fit, it's going to be a real selection dilemma for you, Jason and Gailey.
Yeah, for sure, because, the lads are in good form at the moment. So there's no easy selection options, if you like, for when these lads are available. It's going to be really tough, for who to leave out. So it's a good problem to have, but it certainly is going to be a problem.
I guess the players know that as well, that are currently wearing the shirt and have got the opportunity of performing. You know, you look at the two openers in particular, Livy and Leeds, they've got to really perform this week. And in some respects, it could be a shootout when Joe's back for that position.
Yeah, I mean, I think, you know, the lads are not stupid. They know they've got, you know, got three England players in the wings waiting to come back in. So they're, you know, they've got everything to play for. As you said, they don't want to be the ones that get left out for the lads coming back. So, you know, it's as I say, from a club point of view, it's a great position to be in. But, you know, from a management point of view, it's a few sleepless nights.